Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Monday, February 9th, 2015. And on today's podcast, we're going to discuss the Greek debt crisis. As the Greek bailout, now set to expire February 28th, how will this crisis be resolved? How will the rest of the world, especially the United States, be affected by all of it? Our old friend Bill Bonner, writing in his personal financial blog, talking about the Greek relationship with Germany, said, quote, well do they know the taste of boot polish, especially the German variety. Well, end quote, that is very true. They tasted German boot polish in World War II, and now they are tasting it again. Remember, though, remember the truth that I have mentioned many times in this podcast, that being all debts are eventually paid, either by the borrower or by the lender. So these Greek debts will be paid by one of them. Who will pay? That's the question. The big news is that there is now a new player in this Greek tragedy. A few days ago, Greek voters elected a new government led by far-left party Syriza, which won on a campaign promise of an end to austerity. Austerity being tax increases and spending cuts. These things were a condition of the bailout from the Troika of the European Commission, European Central Bank, and the International Monetary Fund. Syriza campaigned on the promise of free food to those who had suffered from austerity, free electricity, and the reinstatement of civil servants fired during austerity. The Greek prime minister is now Alexis Tsipras. The Greek financial minister is Yanis Varoufakis. Mr. Varoufakis holds dual citizenship with Greece and Australia. And until he was appointed a few days ago, he was a professor at the University of Athens and also lectured at the University of Texas. Mr. Varoufakis set off quite a stir among the economists of Europe when he said at one of their meetings, quote, it is not that we don't need the money. We're desperate because of certain commitments and liabilities that we have, but we have resembled drug addicts craving the next dose. What this government is all about is ending the addiction. So Greece faces up and goes cold turkey. The Greek position is that their creditors have been reckless and should not have loaned to them so recklessly, so kind of a stop me before I borrow again kind of thing. The creditors, primarily the European Central Bank, the International Monetary Fund, and the German banks, privately may agree with all that assessment, but publicly they're caught, stuck between a rock and a hard place. The European Central Bank, headed by Mario Draghi, has said it will no longer accept Greek bonds as collateral for further loans. This is kind of a banker's way of saying to the politicians of Europe, look, you created this mess. This is your political problem, and you better solve it because you can no longer look to us to do so. What could happen in the event of a Greek default? The European Central Bank, International Monetary Fund, and German banks have bailed out Greece by bailing out the Greek banks. So they could attempt to close the Greek banks, but Greece could probably leave the Eurozone if they did, or be forced out by the creditors. Germany cannot afford to let that happen. The other broke nations, such as Spain, Portugal, Italy, would also leave if there were no consequences to Greece leaving. The same situation exists if the German banks write down Greek debt. All of them would want the same thing. Spain, now also expected to elect an anti-austerity government in their upcoming elections. The unraveling of the Eurozone would be a disaster for Germany. It has an export-driven economy and needs the Eurozone to remain stable with a stable currency, but Greece threatens the euro, the financial system of Europe, and the world derivative market made of many trillions of dollars. So the Greek finance minister and prime minister have been touring Europe kind of a mission of goodwill, I guess you could say, but there has not been any real results from their tour as of yet. We have two parties in this marriage, and they have irreconcilable differences, it seems. On one side, the Greeks want fast economic growth, more public spending, even if it means breaking the European Union rules and violating contracts by not paying their debts. On the other side, Germany wants to protect the euro, wants to protect the sanctity of debts and of contracts, wants to protect the framework of the European Union and Eurozone, wants to keep wages low and make sure countries do not overspend. Greece went to Italy and France hoping that their left-leaning governments would be financially left-leaning as well and would support them. But Italy and France are also obligated to Germany, so no sympathy for the Greeks. The Greeks stand alone. They have been cozying up to the Russians. So France and Germany have a meeting set Wednesday, February 11th, to discuss Russian sanctions, but they will probably discuss the Greek situation as well. High drama with a lot at stake in this battle, including the continuation of the euro as a legitimate currency. The position of Mr. Varoufakis is this. This is how he sees it. Look, don't pretend we can ever pay these debts. You and I both know they can't and won't ever be paid, so we will not extend them anymore. When you attend formal financial negotiations between nations, you, as a diplomat, are supposed to wear a dark suit which says to the others, I'm one of you. I want to be like you. Please let me be in your bankers' club. But Mr. Varoufakis showed up at one of these meetings in a mauve-colored, open-collared shirt, not tucked in, buzz-cut hair, and so forth. So his message to them was this. Look, I'm not a banker. I don't want to be a banker. But I have the Greek electorate behind me. Businesses and banks go bankrupt all the time, and their debts are forgiven all the time, or they are bailed out, and they start over. Do the same for me. That's what I want. Well, that's what a lot of people want, isn't it? Finally, folks, this is a foretaste of what will eventually come to America and the other spendthrift, bankrupt nations around the world. Thanks for giving us a glimpse of the future, Mr. Varoufakis. At least that's the way I see it, folks. Until next time, this is Darrell Castle. Thanks for listening.